Gordon has a chance. Here comes Fair. Crossing feet. Ovechkin scores! Can you believe it? As time winds down, Alex Ovechkin ties the game at 5 apiece.
They had to go to video review to confirm Alex Ovechkin's tying goal. Steve Colby, the call on Federal News Radio in Washington, but it wouldn't be enough. New Jersey would get the win in a shootout. Colorado's Darcy Tucker scored with 10.7 seconds remaining against Edmonton to force overtime. This would also go to a shootout, and Tucker delivered the goods for the Avs.
Tucker gobbles it up at center. In across the line. In on goal. Shoot, scores!
Rod Phillips on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton as Colorado picked up the extra point in a 3-2 final. And on the same night, last-minute heroics in New York.
Dubinsky down right wing. Dubinsky to Nazla. Nazla takes a shot and he scores! From the top of the left circle, just as they pulled the goaltender. Naslin ties the game with 52.9 seconds to go. We're tied at 2.
Don LaGreca on MSG Radio in New York as Marcus Naslin helped the Rangers rally from a 2-0 deficit to earn a 3-2 shootout victory. It marked just the second time in the last 25 years that three games on the same night had tying goals in the final minute. There's a reason Evgeny Malkin is atop the league scoring table.
To the left side of Goligoski, wrist shot. Save made back to Goligoski and the yo-yo to Malkin. Shot, big save, Miller. It trickles in. Win in the net. Malkin shot the puck and hopped up in the air. And the Penguins have tied this game at 1.
Mike Lang, the call on the Penguins Hockey Network as Malkin tied the game against Buffalo, then added 3 assists in the 5-2 win. It extended Malkin's point-scoring streak to 13 games, during which time he tallied 6 goals and 21 assists. The streak ended in the Pens' next game, a 2-1 shootout loss to Minnesota. Everything hockey is on the NHL Network. Great features, highlights of every game, every night with On the Fly. And on Saturday night, November 29th, Vancouver battles Calgary with the action exclusively on NHL Network beginning at 10 Eastern. You know it's an exciting game when there's almost a goal per minute.
And now back the other way, Krejci into the Buffalo zone on the right side. He'll scale it towards the net and he scores! That beat Miller glove side. 5 goals in the opening 5:38 of the game. And the Bruins are within 1.
Dave Gosher on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston as the Bruins and Sabres combine for the fastest 5 goals in a game since February of 1993, when Detroit and New Jersey had 5 goals in the first 2:54 and 6 goals in the first 5:36. The Red Wings had such matters under control against Edmonton.
Franzen steals, moves in with the backhand opportunity, he scores! What a goal by Franzen! He cut out in front of the goal, and Cole Rollison, who lost his stick on the play, and backhands it home. 4-0 Detroit.
Ken Cal on WXYT in Detroit as Johan Franzen capped the scoring in a 4-0 Wings win. Ty Conklin made 21 saves to join Curtis Joseph and Andy Moog as the only goalies to first play for the Oilers and then record a shutout against them. Finally, another stellar netminding performance from Calgary's Mika Kiprusoff, who made 18 saves to blank Colorado 1-0. It's Kipper's 25th shutout in 5 seasons with the Flames and the 10th that came in a 1-0 game. Peter Maher had the action on Sports Radio 960 The Fan in Calgary.
Here's a chance for Smith, right to that, the shot, and the save by Kiprusoff. And now breaking right in the front of the shot, save by Kiprusoff. Big save off of Spatos, who jumped right into the play with a burst of speed. The Avs have a 3-man break into the Calgary zone. Arneson, the shot, the save, Kiprusoff.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.